on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Yeah, and a big trip over to the UK. It's always fun getting into England. And apparently Warnie was on the flight. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Yeah, Warnie was on the flight. He wasn't in the house in Section A. He was right at the front of the plane.
I was going to say, are you all travelling first class these days?
No, Warnie was up in first class, but ran into him collecting our bags, and he was quite interested in the game and asked us a few questions, and a couple of the boys got a photo with him.
So yeah, nice.
Nice to meet him.
Yeah, he's a good fella. How does it feel over there, mate? Obviously, it's a terrific trip for everyone. You just don't want to come back and be jaded from it, I suppose, starting the NRL season.
Yeah, well, I've got to be honest, we're all pretty jaded today. It's, you know, we've been working on getting on, you know, the time over here for the past few days before we even left Australia, been sort of staying up till, you know, 3 and 4 in the morning, and put training back to 11 and 12 throughout the day, so we can have a bit of a sleep in. So we have been working on it in the plan that we sort of get on time, hopefully by Wednesday, certainly by Thursday, hopefully everyone's ready to go and feeling good. But yeah, look, flying in yesterday and having a day out today, everyone's ready to hit the sack, mate. It's been a long couple of days, to be honest.
So you're serious about it?
Oh, mate, 100%. Yeah, I'm not coming over here to not have an absolute crack and, you know, play out the best side we possibly can. Yeah, no doubt about it, mate. We're here to win. Yeah, it's probably the side that is a lot different to the side that played in the grand final. And obviously, McGinnis retired and Benny's now gone. But we've run into a couple of injuries too. Chetty Town there broke his thumb, but he fortunately will come back and play. Valentine Holmes will be out. Saifeki will be out. So we do have a couple of injuries. Got a couple of new boys playing, but yeah, we want to win, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and Gala, I mean, you look at the record in the last 8 World Cup challenges, the Aussie side's won 7 times. So every team that gets over there has a red hot crack.
Yeah, that's right. I remember years ago, sort of always the Pommy team had the upper hand, and you know, won most of them. But as you said, the Aussies have dominated the past 8 years, and you know, fingers crossed we can keep that going. It's going to be a hard game, no doubt about that. And you know, it's going to be our first game as a squad. We had a terrific preseason where physically we were, you know, our standards were well up on last year. And then the last 3 weeks we've had, you know, the Nines, the big representation, the All-Stars in a trial game. And as I said, you throw those 3 or 4 injuries on top of it and we've hardly trained as a team whatsoever. So it'd be good tomorrow to actually get together and train as a team. It doesn't feel like we've trained together for about 3 weeks. So, you know, that's a little bit of a hindrance for us there. But as I said, we've got good enough combinations that when we get out there on Sunday, hopefully we can hit the ground running.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Paul Gallen. The Cronulla Sharks have arrived in London. And you're going to be staying in London before travelling up north. But there's also a trip to the City of Love in Paris.
Yeah, it's an optional trip if you want to go on Wednesday. So, as I said, today was a little bit around London today. And then tomorrow's a big training day. And then Wednesday, if you want to catch the train over to Paris, you can go there for the day and check that out. And then after that, it'd be a full-on footy after that, training Thursday. Then we travel up to Manchester on Thursday and then spend the rest of the time up there.
Gal, are you confident you can make up for the holes left by the likes of Barber and Ennis?
I'm confident that we're obviously going to have people replace them and do a job. I'm not thinking, particularly Michael Ennis and Benny, I don't think people can come and replace them and play the way that they play. They're special players and, you know, I've sort of said McGinnis, I believe, is probably be irreplaceable. You know, just the way he led around training, how good he was in the game. You know, I think he's absolutely outstanding for us. And, you know, these young guys coming in, we don't expect them to be Michael Ennis or Benny Barbers. We want them to come in and do their own job and play their own way. And, you know, we've got to adapt to them a little bit as well. So, yeah, sure, they'll be replaced, no doubt about it, but I just don't think we can expect the same game or us to play the same way because, you know, we've got totally new players.
The Broncos are also over there. Have you bumped into them yet or you just haven't had time or separate?
No, not at all. Yeah. They don't even know where they're located. They might be up in the north of England. We're not too sure.
Right, okay. And there's still some room in that trophy cabinet there at Cronulla now, mate, for a little bit of company with the World Club Challenge trophy?
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're here for. you know, we want to give us some company, the Premiership Trophy down there, and to get the World Cup challenge will be great. I mean, it's a game that, look, it's the only game I have never played. Okay. Me and Lewis had a chat about it the other day. Luke Lewis, when he came over to the Panthers, they never won. So what he had played in the game, he's very keen to win it. It's the only game he hasn't won, you know, throughout his whole career. And, you know, I'm in the same boat. So it's, as we said earlier, we're definitely taking this game serious and we're here to win.
Gal, and how's your body, mate? You're feeling good after pre-season? You had your box before Christmas as well?
Yeah, I feel good. I've actually had a really good pre-season physically. I mean, as I said, everyone was up on, you know, their strength, their speed, their fitness. So we've done that really well. Now we've just got to concentrate on the football side of things and get on the same page as a team and get out there and win footy games. It doesn't matter what you can bench press or how fast you can run at the end of the day. If you can't win footy games, that's what we're here to do. So as I said, the last 3 weeks have been a little bit all over the place with our preparation, but you know, that's no excuse once you get on the field. And as I said, we'll be training together tomorrow and, we'll be on the same page come Sunday, and fingers crossed we get the win.
Just two quick ones, mate. Chad Townsend, sorry, he's got that broken thumb. Will he play, and who plays fullback?
Yeah, he'll play, no doubt about it. He's trained the past week and trained pretty strong. He'll wear some kind of brace, but I mean, it was 6 weeks ago he broke it. It's fully calcified and fully healed as far as the physio is concerned, so they're not too worried about him at all. And fullback, that's a good question. I'll find out tomorrow morning. I'm not trying to pull the wool over here. I'm just trying to... Oh, look, it'll be Jared Beale or Jack Bird.
Yeah.
One of the two. Yeah. Personally, I think Jared Beale at this stage, Birdie hasn't trained there at all in the preseason because Val's been there the whole time. Yeah. And Birdie, we know how good he's in the centre. So, but it'll be one of them two, Beale or Bird.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Gal. Enjoy it, mate. I hope it all goes well. It's a quick turnaround for you, but it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. I'll tell you what, I will enjoy the sleep tonight. I'm absolutely buggered, boys.
So all right, mate.
I'll talk to you after.
Off you go. Thank you, Paul Gallen there, coming out of the UK. The Sharks $1.30 at tab.com.au. Wigan $3.50.